Hello. In today's podcast, we're talking to Bill Kilgallen, Chair of the National Catholic Safeguarding Commission. The NCSC is the independent body responsible for setting the strategic direction of the Church's safeguarding policies for children and vulnerable adults. I started by asking Bill to give us a bit of background on the Commission.
Some years ago, the Catholic Church asked Lord Nolan to review its protection of children at that time. And Nolan and the committee set up some very powerful structures within the church and really looked at the issue in great detail. But in their work, they said that 5 years on, their work should be reviewed independently. And the bishops and the Congregation of Religious accepted that recommendation. So a commission led by Julia Cumberledge, a member of the House of Lords and a former government minister, looked at safeguarding within the church since Nolan, the way it had been implemented, and that review made certain recommendations. Now, I was a member of that review team, and the recommendations we made were that there should be two bodies established, the Catholic Safeguarding Commission and then the Catholic Safeguarding Advisory Service, to replace the former organisation. And the bishops and the Congregation of Religious accepted the advice of the Cumberledge Commission. And so these two new bodies were established from July 2008.
So how do members of the public make contact with the Safeguarding Commission?
Their first port of call would be within their own parish. There will be a parish representative, or within their own, the diocese in which they live. Each diocese has a safeguarding commission and usually has one or two people who are employed in the task of safeguarding. And so they will be, for most people, the very first point of contact. And there are similar structures within the religious orders. If people were then looking for more of a national perspective, the Catholic Safeguarding Advisory Service has a team. They're based in Birmingham, and they're responsible for developing policies within the church, working to the commission, and also for coordinating training and development across the diocese and religious orders. And they obviously work very closely with the statutory organisations that are responsible for safeguarding. That's both at national level and at local level. So that the Catholic Church has procedures and policies that are strong and fit for purpose and tie in well with what's going on in other organisations.
The NCSC has just released a website. Why has it done this now?
As a commission, we're determined to work in as open and transparent a way as possible. And we view the website as a very important method of communicating with people. So the website currently gives details of the membership of the commission, giving some indication of their background and the experience they bring to it. It will, in the future, also include the agenda of our meetings and the minutes of those meetings, except obviously where there are matters that need to be confidential, so that people in the church and outside the church can see the issues we're dealing with and discussing. There will also be the invitation there for people to raise issues that they think we need to consider.
I asked Bill Kilgallen, as chair of the commission, whether he was satisfied procedures are in place to support best practice when it comes to safeguarding.
What I'm confident of is that the leadership of the church is in support of the need for safeguarding. I'm also confident that in the church, more and more people are seeing it not as an optional extra, but as something that's an essential part of the ministry of the church. Because that's what the Cumberledge Review set out to do, to say that the church should be a place of welcome and trust for everybody, including those who are vulnerable. And that it should be a place where everybody is welcome and is welcome safely. And so safeguarding is integral to the ministry of the church. What I'm confident of as well is that there are structures in place to deal with issues as they arise. What we never could say, and no organisation ever can say, is that there will not be people who abuse that trust. Because we know that in every organisation, people, and it's a very small minority of people, a very small minority, do occasionally do bad things. They do breach the trust that, in which they're held. And that goes across all organisations in our society, and the church is no different. What we do have, I think, is a set of very robust procedures and policies that will help to minimise that. Because although it's very, very few people that abuse trust, the impact of that abuse is very substantial on the individuals and on the community.
Is the church constantly reviewing its safeguarding procedures?
I think we're as a church in a good position because we've identified the issues we're taking. We've got very sensible and good procedures in place. We've got some very skilled both staff who are employed and a whole range of volunteers. One of the most encouraging things to me is the number of people from within the church and from outside the church who willingly, on a voluntary basis, are involved in safeguarding. So we've got great strength in the church in doing so. It's one of those areas where we're constantly learning, we're constantly developing to meet new challenges, and so it will be something that's ongoing in the church. And what I feel is that we've got the structures there to help us to keep up to date, to keep ahead of where things are.
That's Bill Kilgallen, Chair of the National Catholic Safeguarding Commission. For more information, visit www.catholicsafeguarding.org.uk. For more on the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk.